A reading from the prophet Daniel. I gazed into the visions of the night, and I saw, coming on the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man. He came to the one of great age and was led into his presence. On him was conferred sovereignty, glory, and kingship. And men of all peoples, nations, and languages became his servants. His sovereignty is an eternal sovereignty which shall never pass away, nor will his empire be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the book of the Apocalypse. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. He loves us and has washed away your sins with his blood and made us a line of kings, priests to serve his God and Father. To him then be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. It is he who is coming on the clouds. Everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the races of the earth will mourn over him. This is the truth. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Are you the King of the Jews? Pilate asked. Jesus replied, Do you ask me this of your own accord, or have others spoken to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? It is your own people and the chief priests who have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus replied, Mine is not a kingdom of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent you being surrendered to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this kind. So you are a king, said Pilate. It is you who say it, answered Jesus. Yes, I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth. And all who are on the side of truth, listen to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
To you, Lord Jesus Christ. People sometimes say that when you look at the careers of politicians, statesmen of different sorts, however eminent and however well known they are, usually their careers end in failure, because in the end their term of office comes to an end, or they're voted out, or somebody else takes over in their party. And in the Gospel today, we have a very second-rate Roman politician or statesman, Pontius Pilate. And we do know a little bit about him, apart from the evidence that we have in the Gospels. He was a very unpleasant individual, it seems, cynical and manipulative, and in the end, not very successful. So, a very average example of an ambitious but ultimately not very successful public person, of whom our newspapers and screens are full of examples from around the world of people who are famous for a few months, even years, or even a decade or two, but in the end they become a name in a book and their importance is not very great. And yet Pontius Pilate was interrogating Jesus Christ, and he thought he had all the power, really. During our Lord's ministry, when he performed miracles, quite often, surprisingly, he tells people to keep it quiet. So he'd heal somebody and he says, "Don't tell anybody about this," or "Just go and present yourself to the priests. Do not proclaim this abroad." And usually they didn't follow what he wanted them to do. But if he performed a miracle, why did our Lord not want it proclaimed around the place immediately? If he performed a miracle, he was teaching, he was doing something, why did he not want it spread abroad? It's an interesting question, really. Obviously, the sort of king that people wanted was not the sort of king that Jesus was. When he was crucified, over the cross, there was the words, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And this was a mockery. This was a person who was being crucified as a slave, really. Humiliating and painful death in public to stop people rebelling against the Roman Empire. And so this is the King of the Jews, and it was written above the cross. And we heard in the Gospel our Lord saying to this second-rate procurator, Pontius Pilate, "I am a king in effect, but I'm not a king of this world, and I'm not a king in the way that you understand it in the Roman Empire." And he wasn't a king in the way that the Jews wanted it either, because a lot of the Jews thought this man could be the Messiah, and they understood this to mean this is the man who's going to get rid of the Romans and he's going to re-establish Israel as a power like it was under King David or King Solomon. And so when somebody says to him, like the blind man, "Son of David, have mercy on me," he means he's in the lineage of King David. He could be the Messiah who's going to deliver them from this terrible colonial power of the Roman Empire. But our Lord did not come to do that, to free the Jewish people from the yoke of the Romans. He was a king, and he is a king, but in an unimaginably greater sense than a local liberator from a colonial power, or the sort of power that Pontius Pilate's boss in Rome, the Roman emperor, exercised. That the name of today's feast is Jesus Christ, King of the universe, not King of Israel, or Emperor of Rome, or any other title, all these different presidents and prime ministers and leaders of different sorts who come and go throughout the history of the world. He's unimaginably higher than this. And we believe that he is the key, not only to the whole history of the human race on this planet of Earth, but that he was involved, as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, in the creation of everything that there is. All these universes that are being discovered today, billions of stars and galaxies, unimaginable dimensions, a universe that is infinitely greater than we could possibly imagine, actually. And yet we believe that this Jewish person, who didn't reach 40 2,000 years ago, is the center of all this. It seems an unbelievable claim. But that is how that will have entered into our Lord's consciousness. That is who he was. And so when we realize that, we can understand these incidents when he asked people not to go around saying that he was the Messiah, because he was, but not in the way that they understood. And yes, he is a king, but not a king like the Roman emperor or Pontius Pilate or King Herod, these characters who were around, puppet, really, regimes under the Roman emperor. But he wasn't a king like that. He was a king in a very different sense. And so we celebrate today the kingship of Christ, the real kingship that he proclaimed to Pontius Pilate. And when you read those accounts in the Gospels, like in the Gospel of John, it's as if a real king is talking to a pretend king, you could say, in the person of Pontius Pilate. So we celebrate the centrality of Christ today, his kingship, the fact that he is the meaning of life, and indeed the meaning of everything that exists, the whole universe, a very different